everybody. Thank you so much for joining me again here today. I have a special friend to share with you. Her name is Donna Drozda. She is an artist. She is a creative spirit. She is a guardian of the earth. She's a peacemaker. Welcome, Donna. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Kristen. It's great to sit down with you. Just wonderful to be part of your amazing embodied love 2.0 summit. Just thrilled. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Did you bring some paintings to share with us today?
Oh my gosh, you're just terrific to jump right in like that. Well, thank you. I'm an artist and an educator, and that means I'm a working artist and I'm also a sharing artist. And I thank you because I just varnished two pieces that I will be adding to my latest series. I've been working on a series for a number of years based on my nature preserve. I have a 50-acre nature preserve with my wife that we purchased about 10 years ago, and the land was clear cut, and which is a very devastating thing for land to go through. And we purchased the property because she has always had a dream of watching land return to its natural state after development or after some sort of dramatic change occurring on the land at the hand of man. So I'm recently working on the land reclaiming itself because in 10 years it has burgeoned. And I use my work metaphorically as a tool for peace. In other words, we're all getting cut down, or we're all getting transplanted, or all in some way being altered pretty continuously in our lives as we grow and evolve. And so I like to use my art as a voice for how we can be literally just cut to the quick and then regrow ourselves. So the two pieces, they're small, that I'm going to show you. I love to work very, very large, but these are little guys. And they both deal with the idea of being in some way a piece of nature. We're each a piece of nature. So the first one, it's actually based on a Russian postage stamp. And the postage stamp that I found in an old collection of postage stamps shows this odd scene on just on this little stamp. It shows a forest clear cut and the blade of the saw in the foreground. And it's so dramatic. And I altered it, of course, as an artist. And I added an ancient, I think it's a goddess amulet for seeds and regrowing ourselves. And so this is the little painting. And we see all the trees are cut down. Here's the saw. And this is the image from ancient, I think maybe Crete, but it's called an amulet of the goddess, and it's the seed sprouting amulet. And I feel like that's very transferable for any of us who have lost our way or lost a love or found ourselves in a challenge that we don't know how to address. We've been cut down, but there's always this regenerative aspect of life. And so I really, I need to be exploring that because of my own life and my own history. And here's another little piece that I've created recently, which shows leaves that are falling and the amulet of the seed that's going to regrow. And as you know, Kristen, a lot of my community work revolves around the cycles of the seasons and the way that we relate to this, to the natural circadian rhythms of life. So those are a couple of my paintings. Thanks for asking.
Oh, I just love those. The first one really speaks to me. I know you know that I had a pretty dramatic loss a couple of years ago when my partner died.
Yes.
And there is an aspect of that experience, especially the actual physical event of his death. He died here in my home. Mm-hmm. And so that saw image, you know, cut down. That really spoke to me. Yeah. And see the goddess there and planting her seeds. It is really such a powerful and hopeful image.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing it. So, Donna, you know we're focused on miracles here. Tell me about a time when the embodiment of love created a miracle in your life.
I would have to go back to, I have many, oh my gosh, you know, when I heard your topic, it was so exciting to me. And I'm not somebody who dwells on the past, but there again, I think that all of us have these defining moments in our lives. And when I think of the defining miracle in my life, it occurred actually when I was 19 years old. And it has three parts to it. I'll just share two. I went through a very, very violent experience. And within 48 hours, life lifted me out of this extraordinary violence, and I landed in nature on a 300-acre farm. It's a wonderful story how I arrived there, but I arrived at this farm. I didn't know the people who owned it. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have anything with me except the clothes I was wearing. I didn't even have shoes because I had ended up going there from a beach and I was walking barefoot. So anyway, I end up on this 300-acre farm and I'm there for 2 weeks. And about a week in, I'm in the garden of the farm, which is lush and gorgeous. And I see through the foliage of the garden plants, a woman come out of a house that's the home of the owners of the farm, but I've never been near it. I just see it in the distance. And this woman comes out of her home, drops her white caftan. She's nude, and she dives into the pond outside of her back door. I'm 19, and I'm mesmerized. I need to know more, but there's no way to get any more information. Well, it ends up that the next day I'm in that garden, and she's there, and she's picking green beans, and she asks me who I am and how I came to be there. And we begin what is a life-altering relationship, and I believe that a lot of our viewers will be able to pinpoint a time in their lives when somebody or something changed everything. And Alice changed everything in my life. She ended up, she's an artist, she's a sculptor. I'm 19. I've just been basically destroyed. She doesn't know my story. I don't know her story. And we began a friendship. And she gives me, just by being in her presence and on that land, she gives me the trajectory for the rest of my days. And so all these years later, 51 years later, I'm still working with the Alice model of you make your art, whatever your art is, you make your art, you connect with nature. And we began what ended up being a 26-year friendship. And the first thing I received from her after I left the farm was an 8x10 manila envelope with four of her paintings, four of her poems, and a letter to me that became a literal talisman. She saw me. We all need to be seen. So many of us feel invisible. So many of us feel as if nobody can hear us. And this woman, me 19 and her the age of my mother, she sent me a letter that I still hold so dear to my heart. And she gave me this amazing view of myself. I think we all are seeking our own identity, right? And she gave me this sense of, ooh, this could be who I am. No one's ever seen me, but she seems to see something. I wonder if I could reach for what she sees in me. And I do this now with children in my, I call them my young artists at the museum where I work. I just do my very best to see them and allow them to express themselves in their own way, in their own, on their own terms. And it really does make a difference for all of us. So the embodied love in my life and the miracle in my life was that Alice saw me. And then that's the second miracle was that she sent me that letter. And I didn't really, there's no way I could have known I would suggest to everybody watching this wonderful summit that you're doing, that if someone has touched, moved, or inspired you in your life, let them know. Write them a letter, longhand, on a piece of paper without lines, so that your energy is really there for them, and mail it to them. Because it is the most extraordinary, as I say, a talisman. It becomes something that the reader, the receiver, the reader can go back to again and again and again. And we've lost touch with that. So I think there's that. The other miracle is that I have this physical evidence that life works. And I've never lost sight of that because of that meeting and that letter. It's embodied love, and I can put my hand on it at any time.
Wow, Donna, what a powerful, beautiful story. It's such a reminder that as much as we think we're all alone, stuck inside these bags of skin and bones, that there's something else. There's an energy that is guiding, that is available. They call it sometimes the still small voice, and somehow yes. You're guided to this place of rescue and respite, and it's not in your hour of need. A mother energy appeared to just take you in and
pick
you up.
And she practiced yoga, she painted with watercolors, she wrote poetry, she gardened, and she had studied in India on a scholarship. She had studied sculpture, marble sculpting. So the home was amazingly gorgeous, very simple, but she gave me the model of what I wanted my life to look like. Very simple, very close to the earth, very connected to the heart and the yoga of living life peacefully. She was Baha'i. I didn't even know what Baha'i was at the time. Yeah, one person saved my life.
Well, friends, we hope that you are lifted up and inspired by Donna's sharing today. You are not alone. There are energies that are surrounding you that are seeking to help you and guide you and lead you into beautiful expressions of your true nature. And so we just thank you for being here today, and we look forward to seeing you again. Thank you, Donna.